This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Egyptian and French officials are still trying to figure out exactly what happened to Egypt Air Flight 804 yesterday. Debris has apparently been found in the Mediterranean Sea. The search area has been narrowed accordingly. In Egypt, meanwhile, where tourism accounts for 11% of gross domestic product, that industry is bracing for more of a hit. Since the revolution in 2011, multiple and often violent changes of government, threats of terrorism, and now two airplane explosions are keeping tourists away. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams has that one.
Ongoing political turmoil and negative press aren't the only things keeping visitors away. Mohamed El-Fouli runs the tour company Matigi, based in Cairo. He says even once you get tourists to Egypt, it's getting harder to show them a good time.
When you go to a place that's hugely packed with people from all over the world, and you would go there and you'd find yourself the only occupied room in the hotel, it's pretty depressing.
El-Fouli's business has shifted to mostly domestic and eco-tourism, which is still a struggle. Helen Morano is with the World Travel and Tourism Council, which looks at the economic impact of global tourism. She says since the revolution, Egypt has lost about 30% of its tourists.
It's 11% of their employment, or 2.6 million directly employed in this industry for them. So it is a substantial core of their economic well-being.
And she says while global tourism is doing just fine, tourism to Egypt is down about 50% in the first couple of months of the year. Stephen Cook is with the Council on Foreign Relations and is in Egypt now. He flew in on Wednesday on the very same plane that crashed.
As soon as I came in and saw friends, they were seeing how optimistic they were that the tourists would start coming back.
But within a few hours, as news of the crash spread, that optimism vanished. Cook says with dangerously low foreign currency reserves and over 100 shuttered hotels and thousands of lost jobs, Egypt really needed a good tourism season this year.
The reverberations are going to go on for quite some time. It's another blow, and you have to wonder how many more blows the Egyptians can take.
In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.